Hi everyone again. Liv here from OpenSips here, and I'm going to be quickly going through what has been happening in the last year and what is new in the latest OpenSips 3.3 release, which is pretty much focused on IAM and RCS and a bit of extensions to both IMS and on the UC, on the call center side. The reason why we went this route with this iteration, right, because we have one major release each year, is that we've talked to the community and also read a bit of papers like this one from Juniper saying that RCS is growing. It's getting more and more adoption. The subscriber population is forecasted to grow to like at least 2 billion devices within the next few years. So why not make a bit of additions on this part? And one of the first, so here you can see, hopefully the font is not too small, kind of the entire ecosystem that we have in mind here, where OpenSips, we make all these like microservices catering to various components of the platform. We can have, there is the MSRP protocol, which I'm going to quickly go through. We are seeing a relay there. There is also some gatewaying necessity for clients which don't support MSRP yet. They still need to be integrated with the platform. There is gatewaying to the IMS side, right, using RCS capabilities and also the contact center, right? And with the IM, we have, this is what we had, right, the simple message SIP method, just a request reply, nothing much past that. But then there is also this MSRP protocol, which is not that new, right? It's 15 years old, but so far we've just seen it as you could use some other software for it, right? There was also the MSRP relay project that you could use, but now there is the need to have this closer in OpenSips and gain more more access, more control over the sessions, and that's why we went and implemented the protocol as well. So, for example, this enables features like the RCS I was talking about, right? The you could see RCS as a turbocharged SMS. So it's pretty much SMS with all of these nice capabilities like read, and write receipts, file transfer, photo sharing natively into the phone, right? You don't need an OTT app like WhatsApp, iMessage to give you all that. That is the idea with RCS. And it's why Google is pushing it forward, and right, why Apple is pretty much reluctant or neutral towards it, because they already have the iMessage, so why also work on something that conflicts with your own application, right? So MSRP, not much time to go into it. Maybe we can take a look at a couple of request replies. So here it's you set up the session like a regular call. And if we look at the SDP, right, we get the source port that each side is advertising. And from now on, they will exchange these MSRP messages. So it kind of look like similar to SIP messages. And in the payload, we see the messages, right, the chat part. And this is how the stack looks in OpenSips. It's kind of a three-layer architecture. Right on the bottom there is the protocol, and you, if you're familiar with OpenSips, you know the other proto underscore modules, right? Your TCP, your TLS, your WebSocket, and all of those. Now there is the MSRP as well, and the first module we built on top of it is the relay, which, as the name suggests, there is not that much going on, but also it solves the problem of authentication, which it's in the MSRP protocol, the auth method, and it gives you some useful callbacks to supply the credentials, right? Also, on the egress side, gives you the possibility to select the destination, and that's pretty much about the relay. The user agent is a bit more interesting in the sense that You can interact with it in various ways. Also, so first from this, the OpenSIPS configuration script, you have this, I'm going to show you some call flows so you can get an idea of how it works. But also through the management interface, right, which is HTTP based. So you get this, you can implement it from your web applications, for example, and initiate and control sessions that way. For example, okay, so there are no animations. So here, if we take them from top to bottom, we can see an example of a web app that is obviously not MSRP enabled, talking to an MSRP enabled application like a web phone. And on the app side, you use MI, right? Like HTTP invocations, like start session, send message, or end session, which get nicely converted on the outbound leg to SIP calls, right? It's a SIP call that then only has these MSRP mid-dialogue messages. And on the other direction, the SIP calls initiated by the MSRP phone get converted into events for the application. You can subscribe to it via whatever channel you want to receive them on, JSON RPC or stuff like that. So the next one was the gateway, right? The MSRP gateway that helps us include the classic SIP clients, which are only capable of SIP message, right? They don't know MSRP, but this does this nice conversion of like these simple request reply messages. It actually converts them to a session with the MSRP enabled phone. So these sessions are kept by OpenSIPS transparently, and they are even closed. For example, since there is no way of knowing when it decides to stop a chat, for example, right? We just close them based on inactivity. We just time them out. Whereas, so this is when the simple, oh, 1 minute left, okay. Okay, so that is pretty much on the gateway. The call center, some additions here, right? Because now we got some more types of workloads or capabilities for the call center agents. They can handle both chat messages and voice. So a cool thing about chats is that now they can do parallel work, right? You can't do two calls at the same time, but you can have four chat windows open. So there's this problem of balancing the incoming requests in the queue, right? So you have calls and chats and from various parts of the platform, and now there is this problem of correctly balancing them to your available agent based on their capabilities, right? Some of them may have chat enabled in their application, some of them not. And there are a few modes to control that. And on the IMS side, of course, the possibility to build custom diameter requests. And pretty much that's it on the UC side and IMS and RCS. A couple more additions on status and reporting. So now OpenSIPS is a lot more verbose with regards to how its internal state looks like. Some additions on the TCP engine, also giving control over TCP connections. And that's about it as far as I have here with OpenSIPS 3.3. And I would like to welcome everybody to the newly announced OpenSIPS conference this year for where we will be unveiling what's been going on with the 3.4 and what we are working on that side. And with that, I'm not sure if there are any more questions, but thank you for your attention. Thank you.